Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson here with today's Midday Interview. I have Ronnie Wise with me today. He is the Director of Music at St. Paul's Episcopal Church, and there are two wonderful things going on right now he's going to tell us about, one of which is a concert coming up Saturday evening at 7:30 at St. Paul's. The North Carolina Boys Choir will be in town. We'll hear about that concert, and then I'm especially excited about this. The Wilmington Boys Choir, that has not performed for several years, sort of went dormant for a while. Ronnie Wise plans to get that up and running again. It will be rechristened as the Wilmington Boys Choir at St. Paul's, and we'll hear all about that. So, Ronnie, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Wonderful. Let's talk first about the North Carolina Boys Choir, who will be here Saturday. Tell us a little bit about that group.
We're very excited to have them here in Wilmington. They're based in Durham and was originally the Durham Boys Choir until Governor James Hunt made them the official North Carolina Boys Choir. They have been in existence since 1972, and the group is still conducted by the founding conductor, William Graham. He's a fantastic conductor, and we're especially pleased to have them at this time because they're going on tour soon, and they will be singing through New York, singing at Carnegie Hall. And so they have an incredible program. It's about 75 minutes and just covers a wide range of music, a lot of beautiful pieces by Fauré, Handel, Bach, as well as some modern composers.
Any popular music as well? Sometimes boys choirs go there.
They do. They do have a couple of popular pieces on the program.
Good. Yes. And this is a concert that is just by donation. You can come and just enjoy it for free, or you can, when they pass the basket around, you can put some money in it.
Absolutely.
So they'll be doing some sacred music and some secular music. About how many young boys are in the group now, do you know?
There are about 35 in the group. There's also a chamber choir of men and boys. They will also be singing. So you'll get to hear that time-honored tradition of men and boys sound.
Wonderful. I imagine since they've been going since 1972, probably some of the men have had children and their sons are singing now in
Absolutely.
The choir.
And it's a great way to be able to, you know, once the voice changes, then there's not much for them to do. So it was great that they formed this men and boys choir as well. So once the voices change, they can still sing.
All right. So the official choir of North Carolina, the North Carolina Boys Choir, will be here Saturday at 7:30 at St. Paul's Episcopal Church, about a 75-minute concert, and you are all invited. Now let's talk about the other thing that is so exciting. Locally, the Wilmington Boys Choir has not been performing for quite some time. They went dormant, but you plan to reform the group. How did you get this idea? Because you've just been in their area since, what, September?
Yes, I'm moved to the area actually last December accepted the position at St. Paul's in September. And I was cleaning out a closet at St. Paul's that had some music in it and found albums that said the Wilmington Boys Choir. I knew there was a Wilmington Boys Choir at one time and was curious about what happened to it. Found these albums. They kept incredible records, all of their performances, even some performances they did at Thalian Hall, and found where they sang at Duke Chapel very frequently, Williamsburg, Virginia frequently, and even Westminster Abbey they did in a trip to England, which was incredible. And it was a choir of about 35 boys, ages 8 through voice change. So I contacted their last conductor, who was Sandy Arante, and just talked to her briefly about the choir, and they had dropped off all of the music, the boys' choir music, and vestments, and blazers, and slacks at St. Paul's in hopes that someone would revive the choir someday.
And here you are.
And here we are. So we're very excited about it.
It will be the Wilmington Boys Choir at St. Paul's. Now, if you're just joining us, you're hearing Ronnie Wise. He's the director of music at St. Paul's Episcopal Church, and we're talking about him restarting the Wilmington Boys Choir they'll be based at St. Paul's Episcopal Church, but they'll perform lots of other places as well. So first, I want people to know that there will be an open house if you'd like all the details about this, because we'll cover some of them now, but we can't cover all of them in the space of this interview. There'll be an open house a week from this Saturday. It's Saturday, May 17th. You can either come at 9 in the morning or 1 in the afternoon, meet Ronnie Wise, and find out all about the Wilmington Boys Choir at St. Paul's. Let me ask you a few questions about it, Ronnie. You mentioned the age range is generally about age 7 or 8.
We'll start at age 7, okay, and go through voice change.
Which can happen at various ages for boys.
It is. It's different for each boy. Mm-hmm. Some boys are able to carry that all the way through high school, and even as an adult. But most boys have a changing voice around 13, 14 years old. Mm-hmm. So we will start at age 7 and go through voice change.
Keep them going as long as you can.
Absolutely.
All righty. Is there an audition necessary to be part of the choir?
There is no audition. We will probably have an audition in the future, but for right now and getting started, we would just love to have any boys who are interested in singing. If they can't sing and are still interested, we'll take them anyway. We'll teach them how to sing.
There you go. So if they don't have prior musical training, that's not a stumbling block.
That is not a stumbling block at all.
Okay.
We will be very happy to have any interested boys.
All right. And if a boy can't read music but he has a good ear, will that work?
Absolutely. We will teach music theory. That will be a part of it. So there will be some education that goes into that, some musical training. And we will work with each boy as needed to help him be as successful as possible in this choir.
That's wonderful. When do the rehearsals begin for the group after you've had your open house on Saturday, May 17th?
We will begin rehearsals in September, probably the first week of September. We have a questionnaire at the open house that we would love feedback from parents as to the timing of the rehearsals, which night would work for parents. I know kids have an incredibly busy schedule these days, so we want to accommodate that schedule to be able to get as many boys as possible. So we will probably rehearse at least an hour and 15 minutes each week, and we'll have additional rehearsals as needed. So rehearsals will be advertised once we get through that open house and really find out what will work.
All right.
For parents.
And then your initial plan will be to have your first performance when?
Probably Christmas.
Okay. That makes sense. Is it necessary for these boys to be a member of St. Paul's or another church? Do they need to be Christian?
Absolutely not. We also hope that this will serve as a civic boys choir to the city of Wilmington, much as it did in the past. So we serve two purposes. We will be a resident choir of St. Paul's, but also be a civic boys choir to the city of Wilmington. We plan to sing in lots of churches. We hope to have boys who are Christian, Jewish, or even no religion at all. So religion is not a stumbling block.
Except the love
this.
Of music. There
That's
you
right,
go.
The love there. Of music.
That's a good religion right there.
Yes.
Now, is there a financial obligation involved for the choir members?
There is. Tuition is $175 per semester. And the one thing that we wanted to make very clear is that the financial obligation in no way will be a stumbling block. So if we have boys who can't afford that tuition, we have scholarships that are available, and we will work very closely to make sure that all that information is kept confidential and private. But we just don't want the finances to be an issue with boys who love to sing or who are interested in participating in this group. So if they can't afford the tuition, we'd love to have them anyway.
It sounds like this will be quite an undertaking. Is somebody else working with you on this, Ronnie?
Yes. We formed an exploratory committee first just to see, sort of look into the feasibility of making this happen. We decided that it was feasible for St. Paul's to take this on. As you know, there's a lot of overhead in most civic choirs. You have director's fees, accompanist, rehearsal space, as well as insurance. So fortunately at St. Paul's, pulling it under St. Paul's umbrella, we were able to save a lot of money with that.
And are you going to be conducting the group, or will you be also accompanying them? How will that work?
We have an accompanist. Good. And
So you're freed up just to be the choral
director. Yes, just to be the choral director. So that works out well to be able to give the boys the attention that they need instead of also having to play.
Absolutely. I think it's a wonderful thing. It's a new formation of the Wilmington Boys Choir. It will be the Wilmington Boys Choir at St. Paul's. There is an open house coming up Saturday, May 17th. You can go to St. Paul's either at 9 in the morning or 1 in the afternoon. Meet Ronnie Wise. Hear all about the Boys Choir and bring anybody that's interested with you. Let me give you the website for the church so you can look up more about this. And also, if you want to hear more about the North Carolina Boys Choir performance this Saturday at 7:30 in the evening at St. Paul's, you can go to spechurch.com/music. Anything else, Ronnie? I think we covered it pretty well.
I think we did. Just hope folks will come out. We'd love to have any interested boys age 7 through voice change.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for coming and telling us about it. This is WHQR.